91X News.
It's minus 9 and lightly snowing at 4 o'clock. From the Cuna Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McFarland. Hazardous winter conditions are expected this evening across much of southern Ontario. Environment Canada is calling for conditions ranging from freezing rain in the Windsor area to snow all the way through to the Cornwall area. There was a break-in and robbery at a home on Stanley Street early yesterday morning. Police say the robber entered through a back window and stole a video game system, iPhone, and camera. Not long after that break-in, there was a second on Russell Street. A rear window of the home was smashed. However, nobody entered the home. Police say a witness saw someone in a black hoodie running towards Pine Street. The person was described as being skinny, between 5 foot 2 inches and 5 foot 5 inches tall, and weighing about 130 pounds. Anyone with information is asked to contact Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers. Toronto police say a 29-year-old man is the victim of the city's 16th homicide this year. They say they found the man suffering from gunshot wounds last night near the intersection of Dundas and Keele. The man later died in the hospital. Police have not released the man's name and are continuing to investigate. Someone in Perth County is about to learn a whole new meaning for home repairs after a house got toppled across a local highway. Provincial police say a transport truck was towing the house trailer along Highway 23 when a sharp gust of wind caused the house to flip over and sprawl across both lanes of the road. The force of the gust also ripped the trailer hitch from the truck. No one was injured, but police say the house was badly damaged. In national news, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in Vancouver in advance of climate change talks with the premiers later this week. Trudeau admits that finding middle ground when leaders have differing views is challenging, but he says multiple perspectives lead to better solutions.
Because the fact is, right across the country, people are united. Citizens of every province, of every city, are united in their desire to see growth in a clean way that isn't going to jeopardize our future, and I look forward to working with them on that.
Trudeau has said he favors carbon pricing, but Saskatchewan Premier Brad Wall has already come out against a national carbon tax. Also federally, a Senate committee is calling for a national campaign to address obesity, including an overhaul of Canada's food guide to reflect current scientific evidence. In a report released today, the committee also calls for a possible tax on sugar-sweetened beverages and a ban on advertising food and drinks to children. Committee Chair Senator Kevin Ogilvie says obesity is a crucial determinant of serious health issues.
We can't sugarcoat it any longer. There is an obesity crisis in Canada, and sugar is a big part of that problem. We must act.
Ogilvie says a significant reduction in sugar consumption would go a long way towards promoting normal body weight and improved health. And in Ontario, the province's colleges and universities minister says the amount of new grants that will make tuition free for thousands of students will rise along with tuition fees. The Liberal government announced in its budget last week that it is combining existing programs to create an Ontario student grant, which would entirely pay for average college or university tuition for students from families with incomes of $50,000 or less. Under the new program, half of the students from families with incomes of $83,000 will qualify for non-repayable grants to cover their tuition, and no student will receive less than they can currently receive. Next year, as the grants are set to take effect, a cap on tuition hikes that has had limited increases to an average of 3% annually will end. Training, Colleges, and Universities Minister Reza Moradi says that the grants will be indexed both to inflation and to tuition itself, saying that if tuition goes up, so will the grants. Premier Kathleen Wynne says under the new program, it will cover average tuition for more than 150,000 students and will make it more affordable for thousands more. Today's the day that frontrunners for the Republican and Democratic presidential nominations look to get some major separation from their rivals. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders needs a strong showing to stay in the race with frontrunner Hillary Clinton. ABC's Lana Zak has more from Washington.
For Sanders to keep this race close, he needs to win in the South. But six of those states, Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, and Virginia, have significant black populations, an electorate in which Clinton has strong support. And if Sanders continues to be beat badly in the South, as he was this past weekend in South Carolina, well, it will be virtually impossible for him then to catch up to Clinton.
Sanders hopes he can better rally minorities that are core Democratic voters. Imperial Tobacco has filed a legal challenge against Quebec's law banning flavored tobacco. The Montreal-based firm suggests the government's move to prohibit flavored tobacco and menthol cigarettes will help fuel the contraband trade. It says a number of provisions were added on last minute and without properly considering the constitutional rights of those affected by the measures. The law came into effect at the end of November. The company also argues the packaging restrictions go beyond federal requirements. Imperial Vice President Tamara Guido says the firm recognizes the health risks associated with smoking and supports fact-based regulation, but will oppose anything deemed excessive regulation. And a year in space is too soon to end for a NASA astronaut. ABC's Dave Schreiber has the details.
Scott Kelly comes home to Earth tonight. He was in orbit on the International Space Station for a full year. A Russian cosmonaut also returns. Kelly had one last thing to do.
I would like to relinquish command of the International Space Station to my friend and colleague here, Tim Kopra.
Kopra thanked his colleague.
You've been such a great role model to us in every aspect, as a crew member and as a space station commander, so we're very, very grateful.
Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Have you noticed your bottom front teeth have become more crowded over time? Do you want them straight but dread the look of braces? I'm Dr. Julianne Peterson, and I offer a more aesthetic option. You can have tiny braces on the inside of your lower front teeth. Nobody will notice your braces, but everyone will see your beautiful straight teeth. Come visit me, Dr. Julianne Peterson, and see how easy getting straight teeth can be. Call 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
In the sports world today, Tom Brady has reportedly agreed to a 2-year contract extension with the Patriots. The deal will significantly lessen Brady's salary cap hit for the team for 2016. The 38-year-old has said for years that he would like to play into his 40s, and it appears he may just get what he wanted. Also in the NFL, the Denver Broncos put their exclusive franchise tag on Super Bowl 50 MVP Von Miller. The move guarantees the star pass rusher a salary of over $14 million U.S. this season. But both sides are confident they'll work out an extension before the July 15th deadline. Edmonton center Connor McDavid is the NHL's top rookie for February. The 2015 first overall pick led all rookies with 12 assists and 17 points over 14 games. McDavid and the Oilers visit Buffalo, New York tonight. Elsewhere, Calgary faces Boston, Ottawa hosts St. Louis, Winnipeg plays Florida, and Vancouver takes on the New York Islanders. The Boston Bruins will be without forward Zach Rinaldo for a while. Rinaldo was suspended for 5 games by the NHL for hitting Tampa Bay center Cedric Paquette in the head during a game Sunday. Rinaldo will lose almost $52,000 U.S. in salary as a result of the ban. And in the AHL, Antoine Bibeau stopped 24 shots to lead the Toronto Marlies to a 4-0 win over the Albany Devils in AHL action Tuesday afternoon. The shutout was Bibeau's first of the season. He also earned his 20th win of the year. Anthony Bennett's time with the Toronto Raptors is over in the NBA. Toronto released the first ever Canadian to go first overall in the NBA draft and signed a free trade agent forward Jason Thompson. Bennett, who went first overall to Cleveland in 2013, averaged 1.5 points and 1.2 rebounds in 19 games in Toronto. Golden State star Stephen Curry is questionable for tonight's game and the Atlanta Hawks as well with an ankle injury. Curry has registered 3 straight 40-point performances, a total of 6 games on the hardwood, with Toronto being idle. In baseball news, a true sign that spring is near. Exhibition baseball began today in Florida and Arizona. The Toronto Blue Jays are in action facing the Philadelphia Phillies in Clearwater, Florida. That marks the first spring training game for the Jays. With some major changes over the course of the offseason, how do you think the Jays will fare? Can the Jays beat the high expectations that were set last season? Join Andrew Harper and Matt Murray from 6:30 to 7 p.m. tonight for a live chat covering the Blue Jays game. You can follow the link on www.qnet.ca and join in on the convo. Send us your team or league sports. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville: snow at times, heavy mixed with ice pellets, changing to a few flurries overnight. Risk of freezing rain this evening and after midnight. Local blowing snow. Snow and ice pellets amounting 20 to 20 centimeters as well. And tomorrow, a few flurries ending in the morning and then clearing. Wind northwest, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50. A high of minus 5 with a low of minus 18. At 4:11, it's minus 9, feeling like minus 17. QNET News on the air, 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McParland. QNET News on 91X is next at